SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. As was expected Saturday, former President Trump turned up the winner in the South Carolina primary. We're literally trouncing former Governor Nikki Haley in her home state. Mr. Trump didn't spend a lot of time or money in the state. Haley, though, is vowing to stay in the race, plans to visit Michigan, the site of Tuesday's primary, on Sunday. Earlier, the Conservative Political Action Caucus in Maryland Saturday, the former president said the U.S. cannot withstand another 4 years of President Biden.
With four more years of Biden, the hordes of illegal aliens stampeding across our borders will exceed 40 to 50 million people. Medicare, Social Security, health care, and public education will buckle and collapse.
In winning South Carolina, Mr. Trump also picks up the state's 50 convention delegates. Also at SRNnews.com, the body of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny has been handed over, finally, to his mother.
The director of his foundation made the announcement on his social media, where he thanked everyone who had called on Russian authorities to return Navalny's body to his family. Navalny's widow recently accused President Vladimir Putin of mocking Christianity by trying to force his mother to agree to a secret funeral after his death. His spokesperson also raised concerns about whether authorities will allow a funeral that will honor the family's wishes for Navalny's farewell. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Israeli officials meeting on the next steps after the latest talks with the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar in search of a deal on pausing the fighting in Gaza. Prime Minister Netanyahu said he'll convene the cabinet early next week to, quote, approve the operational plans for action in Rafah. There have been widespread warnings from the international community about a military ground operation in Rafah. This is SRN News. An NCAA official quits over transgenderism.
William Bach does not believe that men should be allowed to compete against women. His employer does, and so Bach has resigned. The former member of the NCAA Committee on Infractions says letting men play against women threatens the existence of women's sports, adding, quote, the policies that the NCAA and other sports organizations have come up with, which supposedly favor inclusion, actually discriminate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU is suing Virginia to block Republican Governor Youngkin's policies on transgenderism in the public schools. Two separate lawsuits asking the courts to set aside Youngkin's policies, including an order that bans boys from competing against girls in sports. The governor says parents deserve a greater say in how their children are educated, schools paid for by taxpayers. This is SRN News. It's one of the most unique missions yet by the Coast Guard in the Puget Sound.
It's a pilot program to alert vessels of whale sightings, an effort to keep the giant marine mammals safe from boat strikes and noise in the highly used inland waters of Washington State. The program launches as visits by orcas and humpback whales increase in the region. The alerts will go to all commercial and transit vessels. And wildlife advocates say it's the first step in ambitious plans to keep the whales safe. That includes thermal cameras and sound monitoring. John Scott reporting.
Colombia's government announced an underwater exploration of more than 600 meters deep to investigate and try to raise objects from the mythical galleon San Jose that sank in the 18th century in the northern Caribbean. It's believed to contain cargo valued at billions of dollars. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.